Good morning. Is anybody else excited to be alive? Anybody? It's a good day, right? It's a good day. A few announcements we'll make as we get started. We'd like to find out who is in worship today. It's very simple. Way we do that. There are pew pads on the inside aisle of every pew. We invite members and guests. Please take that pew pad and send it down so everybody has a chance to fill it out on your pew. We do ask, once it reaches the last person, send it back to where it got started. And we do ask the first person, when it comes back to you, please tear out the pages that were used today. If you're the only one on your pew, you have a lot of things to do this morning. All right? So thank you for your help. Let's see. Several things listed in your bulletin. Make sure you make note of those things. Youth schedule this afternoon, 5:30, snack supper, 6 o'clock. Youth, it is summertime. We are a couple weeks away from our preschool day camp opening up. We have lots of things going on. We want you to make note of those, especially one thing in particular. Cameron and friends, y'all have an announcement. Y'all come on up.
Cameron, what are you doing? What are those for?
I'm practicing for Minute to Win It.
Minute to Win It? What is that?
Oh, it's for Stay and Play.
What's Stay and Play?
Stay and Play is going to be something that this summer we're going to do after Bible study and bring your own dinner on Wednesday nights. We're going to have a whole bunch of different fun activities that we're going to do right after. And the first one is on June 22nd, and we're doing it based on the game show Minute to Win It. You know stuff like challenges where you stack 3 golf balls on top of each other or try and keep 3 balloons in the air at the same time, like in a minute.
Well, what challenge are you practicing?
Mine is called backflip, and it's where you take pencils from the back of your hand and you try and catch it in midair, and you have to add 2 pencils each time you do it. Do you want to help time me?
Sure. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Go.
She's got time.
Yeah. Yeah, Cameron. 15.
That looks pretty fun and challenging. I don't know if I could do any of those things that you're talking about. Should I still go?
Of course you should still go. Even if you're not participating, the people who are still are going to need people there cheering them on.
Hey, I can go!
Okay, that sounds like fun. What is it again?
It is on June 22nd. It'll be, the Bring Your Own Dinner is going to be at 6 o'clock. Bible study is going to start around 6:30, and then Stay and Play will be at 7 o'clock.
That sounds like fun. I'll be there.
I'll too.
All right, cool. See you there.
That's right. It's Stay and Play. It's the big hit for 2016. It's for everybody. Even if you can't balance pencils on the back of your hand, you can cheer people on. It's going to be on Wednesday nights. We want you to come for dinner, then Bible study, and then Stay and Play. It's going to be a fun time together. We're going to have different things. There may even be a square dance at some point in the summer. Kent is very excited about, I think that was Kent. All right. So lots of fun things that are happening this summer. I think that's all the announcements that we have. We want you to make note of those. We want to say a special welcome to our guests now. If you're a guest, we have ushers that are coming down the aisles. You gave us your information a moment ago on your pew pad. Just raise your hand where you are. Ushers will find you. They'll give you a packet of information. Inside this packet, you'll find a letter from our pastor welcoming you to our church. Also, you'll find a newsletter, what's happening in the life of our congregation, and a little bit of the story of College Park. So thank you so much. A big part of our story that we get to celebrate every year are our graduates. You have a bulletin that shows high school graduates on one side and then post-high school on the back side. And so we're very proud of our graduates, and we get to celebrate with them and their family today. And in honor of our graduates, I invite you now to stand for the graduate procession. Will you pray with me? Father, this day, for some, feels like it's taken forever to get to graduate Sunday. For others of us, it seems like it happened so fast. But Father, we thank you that you sit above time. You transcend time, and you know all that was and is to come. And so, Father, we trust in you today. We give our very lives to you. Have your way with this service. May everything that's done in this place be done to honor and glorify you. We invite you into this place, needing to hear you. It's not human words we need to hear. It's your words. Speak to us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now comes the best part of Graduate Sunday, when the graduates get to speak and to say a word to their family here at College Park. We're so thankful that we have the opportunity to hear from them, and we will listen to the words they wish to say. We'll start first with Sydney Angel.
Hello. Okay, I'm Sydney Angel. I went to high school at Reagan, graduating this Saturday, and I will be attending UNC Asheville in the fall. And I plan on majoring in religious studies with an ultimate goal of becoming a youth minister. And this isn't working out for me. Okay. And I just want to thank everybody at this church for just being so welcoming when I came in like fifth grade. And, you know, all ages, all genders, everyone was just so wonderful. And they just helped me grow up. They watched me grow up. And I thank you all for that. And I thank all of my friends and family for being there for me and encouraging me in my walk with Christ and just bringing out the best in me. And I also thank God for calling me to pursue this career because, you know, I can't see myself doing anything else. And he called me this past fall and said, hey, you know, become a youth minister. And I just feel like it's really right and it's really just set with me, and I'm very excited to do his work. And
I got you.
And yeah, and this has just been an amazing youth group to be a part of, and I'm so very thankful for everybody who I've met here, and thank you.
Youth ministers have to do lots of different things, including holding hats during graduate speeches. Mr. Matthew Goodman.
Hi, my name is Matthew Goodman. I'm graduating from Reagan High School, and I'm going to be attending the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill in the fall. And I'm going to be majoring in computer science. I've been a part of College Park since the day I was born. And throughout the years here, there have been so many things for me to be thankful for, from children's and youth leaders to this awesome congregation that supported me and prayed for me in whatever I'm doing. I would not be the person I am today without the influence of everyone here at College Park. And I would especially like to thank my Sunday school teachers and youth leaders, like Miss Leanne, Charlie Jones, Jeff and Raymond, my parents, and so many more for helping me in my walk with Christ as both a child and a youth. Some of my best memories have come from this church, from all the mission trips and retreats, like Mountain Outreach, New York City, and youth camp. I'll never forget what this church has done for me and how blessed I am to be a member of College Park. Thank you.
I like that red bag there, Matthew. Miss Tiffany Patterson.
Hi, Hi, everyone. I'm Tiffany. I'm gonna be graduating from Reagan High School this Saturday, and I'm going to be attending Appalachian in the fall. I've been attending College Park since I got adopted when I was 7 years old. God put me into the Patterson family because they knew they would welcome me into their family and give me more love than I could ever give back. I experienced what it truly meant to be a part of a family and to have people who loved you no matter how many tantrums you threw. They were a glimpse of hope when I thought I was going to be lost forever. Over the years, my family has gotten closer, and we have learned to support each other in every aspect of life. We have learned to overcome pain that could last us a lifetime, relying on each other and God instead of dealing with pain on our own. I don't know if I'd be standing here today without the love and support I've received from this church, my family, and God. It's been a rough 4 years of high school, but I learned that you can get through any storm as long as you're surrounded by the people that love you and your number one fan, God. I remember seeing everyone in my family grow up, from Sarah graduating college, Brent serving in the Army, to Avery graduating high school. And now I finally get to say I've achieved a big milestone in my life, graduating high school. But one thing I know is my mom is looking down from heaven with a big smile on her face to know that my family has accomplished so much. Another thing that has played a big role in my life was being a part of the youth group. I have so many memories, some good, some bad, and some laughing till your stomach hurts. One of my favorite memories of the youth group was when we all went to Caswell my freshman year, and I had no idea what Hilda DeWayne was, and being scared of my wits because I thought an actual ghost was going to carry me away and eat me. Little did I know that the blood smelled a little bit too much like red Kool-Aid. Another memory I have was when we all went water rafting last summer, and I had Jeff in my raft, and the entire time Jeff was complaining how he had a raft full of girls and that I was going to die. But we only got stuck once, and compared to the other people who had people falling out left and right, that seemed pretty good. I learned a lot from this church, and I've had so much support from everyone in this church that it would take me a lifetime to repay every single person. Everyone has helped me grow and achieve more than I could ever dream, and I will forever be grateful. Being a part of this church will forever have a special place in my heart, and as I journey through the next 4 years at App, I hope to use what I've learned from this church to represent the love and support I have so graciously received. Thank you.
You want your speech? You sure? Okay. Always picking up after the youth. All right. Miss Sienna Devine.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sienna Devine. I will be graduating from Mount Tabor High School on Friday, and I will be going to Appalachian State University to pursue a degree in chorus music education. I have so many thank yous to give to this church and so little time. First, I'd like to thank Raymond and Jeff and Miss Mary for being such a big part of my life at College Park. I'd also like to thank the Purnells for finding me when I first came here in like a little corner reading my Bible, not knowing where to go. They took me in and sheltered me. I want to thank all of the youth for being there for me through the good times and the bad and for making so many of my good memories in my life. I'd like to thank my prayer partners for always just sending me little letters and encouraging us to get me through the day. And most of all, I'd like to thank the preschool department for taking me in probably when I wasn't wanted because they were the ones who helped me discover I wanted to become a teacher. I also want to thank U-Turn for helping me sing on my friends right here. You know what I'm talking about. One of my favorite memories, I think, at College Park was when I went to Caswell for my first and last time, my junior year, and partnering up with Tiffany to scare all of the middle school girls by acting as Hilda DeWayne and organizing makeup brushes in the bathroom spelling Hilda. Never, ever again. I want to thank my family for all the support that they've given me, for my entire church family, for meeting my two best friends. And Matthew, you're pretty cool too. Thank you for all of the good times you have given me in my life. I will never forget you.
And now is our graduate slideshow. This is the class of 2016.
Please don't roll.
Will you pray with me? Father, for the class of 2016, we give you thanks. And for the way that you have stirred and moved in their hearts and their souls, we thank you. And for the days to come, we ask for your guidance and for the grace for every step, seeking your will and your will alone for their lives. Thank you for the gift of being a part of theirs. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Pray with me. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning with our hearts just full of gratitude. We have so much to be thankful for, God. We are especially thankful this morning for Sydney and Sienna, for Matthew and for Tiffany, for their lives, for the time that they have spent growing and learning to grow closer to you at College Park. And now we're excited for them as they go out onto their next adventure. We know that they're going to take you with them, and we pray that you would lead and guide them in all the decisions they make, in everything that they do. God, we thank you for this church. We are so grateful to be a part of it. We're grateful for the ministries that go on both within these walls and outside. We're grateful for the opportunity not only to minister to each other and to love each other, but to take that love and to share it within our community and around the world, God. We praise you for these opportunities, and we pray that you would always give us thankful hearts, hearts filled with gratitude and generous spirits. We pray now that you would bless these gifts and use them for your kingdom. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Beneath his feet.
It's a privilege for me to stand up on days like this, to have an opportunity to share what's been on my heart. And I often, when I think about what do I do? I mean, what is my, when I come into the office and I plan things and we go places, what do I do? Sydney, if you're going to be a youth minister, you're going to ask yourself a lot of, what do I do? And then you're going to have teenagers who ask, well, what do you do? You know, that when I consider my position here at College Park and working with the teenagers, I often think of trying to be a big brother or an uncle, not a dad, not a that kind of authority figure, but somebody that might have something worth contributing to your life. And so that's kind of how I'm coming this morning as a much older brother. Emphasis, much older, all right? In the 9 o'clock service, we considered the book of James. Now, James, as many of you know, was Jesus's brother. Now, I don't know about you, but how much of your awkward stories are known by the people in your family? If your family got to share all the embarrassing moments, how many of us would just like to run and hide for all those crazy things that we got caught doing? Our families know us best. Well, James, his older brother, was Jesus. And we see throughout Scripture that while Jesus was alive, he embarrassed his family. Throughout Jesus' ministry, James was over there going, oh, what is he doing? What in the world? They even called him crazy. He has lost his mind. That's what we talked about in the 9 o'clock service. The fact that while Jesus was on earth, he did some things that his family just, they had to get him under control. Do y'all have anybody in your family you just need to get under control? Y'all all should be raising your hands. I know. Y'all be raising two hands, all right? Oh, out there in the balcony. Okay. It's all the SRs. Okay. All right. That older brother thing. I know I'm an older brother. My brother and sister are 4 years younger than I am. And look how difficult it is to follow this. I mean, it's impressive, right? I mean, it's very impressive. But that's nowhere compared to what James was looking at Jesus. Oh, he embarrasses me. I can't believe he does this. He comes to the end of his life. James is watching his brother die, crucified, dead and buried. What was that family going through? Until Jesus appears to James and the other disciples, and we see a radical change in James. When he comes into the presence of Almighty God, Jesus the Christ, who died on the cross, it changes him. And we see that he becomes the leader of the Jerusalem church. He goes from being embarrassed by his big brother to calling him Lord, because he came face to face with him. That's what we talked about in the 9 o'clock service. But I'm going to take it a step further. The things that James wrote in his book, I love the book of James. First off, it's 5 chapters. It's very quick reading. It's all about getting stuff done. It's a great, powerful book. It's one of the earliest books written in the New Testament, written in the early 40s, just a few short years from when Jesus was crucified and then resurrected. James doesn't pull any punches, and there are four things that you need to hear from his book as you walk out these doors and you begin to take those next steps. There are things that you don't want to forget from this place and from this book in particular. You would need to emphasize four things in your life from this day forward. James talks about the Word of God, the importance of the Word of God, of Scripture, of reading it, of putting it in your heart, in your life, living it out every day. You've got to. You can't not put it on the shelf. You've got to read it, learn it, live it. In James 1:21, it says, "Humbly accept the word planted in you." The people of College Park have put in you the Word of God. Accept it. Use it. Take it to mold you. When it says, love your neighbor as yourself, love your neighbor as yourself. When it says, love God with everything you have, love God with everything you have. Second thing, prayer. Word of God, prayer. Don't stop praying. Pray without ceasing. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. You're going to need prayer. Your parents are going to need prayer. Matthew, for your parents to write a check to the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, they are going to need prayer. Terry Goodman just raised her hand in worship. I'm telling you, that is a movement of the Holy Spirit right there. You have got to pray for your families. It will be lonely and difficult. James was a person of prayer. He was known throughout early church history as one who would go into and the temple and pray. So much so that his knees, he was known to have knees that were hard because he spent so much time in prayer. Word of God, prayer, separation from the world. Do not be friends with the world. Scripture, James chapter 4, anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Put God first. Everything that the culture throws at us, we put through the lens of Christ. Period. And that includes when you look in the mirror and what people say about you. You let nothing go through that head that doesn't go through Christ. You are precious, precious gifts. Do not let the world determine your outcome. And then my favorite, he emphasizes good works. Put feet to what you say you believe. Act it out. Don't talk a good game. Act it out. Show me your faith without deeds. James says, I will show you my faith by my deeds. We don't do enough good things to earn God's favor. We've already got God's favor, so we do good deeds. There's a big difference. Out of thankfulness to God, do good works. I must tell you that every time I have graduate Sunday, I am reminded of the story of when I told my family of when I felt God's call on my life. Now, some of you may or might not know, much of my dad's side of the family comes from an independent Baptist background. And it seemed like every uncle that I have was a preacher somewhere. And so my life was full of family gatherings and this guy's doing preaching over here and this guy's preaching over here. And so for me, to come to the point at Campbell University several years ago where I knew that God was calling me into ministry, it was as clear as day. But then I had to tell my family. They loved me. They supported anything. But when you say, I feel God calling me into ministry, that changes things. You're looked at a little bit differently. Your talk, it feels like it changes. The pressure to live a certain way changes. You guys are going to make some decisions in the next few years. Some family and friends may not understand. You focus on James, on scripture, on prayer, separation from the world, and doing good works. And then wherever God leads you, you trust in those things. And your family will come right alongside you. And even though they may not understand, like James didn't understand what Jesus was doing, you keep doing what God's called you to. That's what this church has taught you. To keep moving, to keep going forward. In just a few minutes, our Belize team is going to come up after the hymn. And this is an example of moving forward, of doing something. We are proud of you. Don't stop. Don't stop. This is the message of James. It's the invitation for all of us. Have you gotten stale? Has it just become your faith, just become an coming to church? We need people who have been so radically transformed because they came into the presence of Christ, just like James did, that it changed his world. That's what we need. Changes how we talk, changes how we pray, changes how we look at the world and the people that are in need. This is the message these graduates need to hear. That's why I am so thankful for the people of College Park who set that example time and time again. Our prayer is, in just a moment, as we have the hymn of invitation, that if God's calling you to make a commitment to do something, that you would come talk to Raymond or to pray where you are. This is a call to action, not only for the graduates, but for us all. So in a moment after our prayer, we invite you to come down for the prayer of invitation, the hymn of invitation, whatever as God would lead. Let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, we give you thanks. Thank you for how Jesus changes lives. You've changed my life. The lives of these graduates, and the people in this room. And Father, we cannot but see Jesus on the cross and then resurrected with the power over the grave, that we have that same power available to us, and you want us to live it out. Give us the courage to step out and step up to do just that, wherever our lives may take us. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Our hymn of invitation is there printed in your bulletin. God, our Father, you have led us. Will you stand and sing?
pray and be seated for just a moment. I want to introduce to you, I think probably all of you know them. Come on up. This is Michaela and Aaliyah Sabaradiati. That's the reason we call them SRs, okay? Sabaradiati. For all 9 years of their life, they have been right here in the middle of you. And you have taught them well. You have led by example and by spoken word. Earlier they prayed to receive Christ. Now they have come to let you know of their desire to be obedient to the example of Christ and to be baptized next Sunday morning. Yes. If you will rejoice and join me, yes. I want you to come by and speak to them. We need to have the commissioning. But following that, they will be back up here with their mom. And you come by and speak a word to them, okay?
Come make a line in front of the people. They're very shy. We have a team of 19 that are headed to Belize in 2 weeks. And we're excited. excuse me. We'll be working in Orange Walk, Belize, which is about an hour and a half northwest of Belize City, working with Orange Walk Baptist Church, doing some VBS type work and some construction, along with visiting people in their homes and different things like that. So I'm very proud of this team, excited about what God's going to do through them, in them. And so we ask for your prayers for them, for their chaperones, for their parents, for the people that will be reaching there in Orange Walk. We are blessed to be able to represent College Park, and we thank you for all the ways that you have supported us and encouraged us through financial gifts, through prayer support, and we continue to need all of that. So Raymond's going to come now and have our time of commissioning for our trip to Belize.
It's a good-looking group, isn't it? It really is. I tell you, every time we send a group out, we pray very selfishly for God's protection, right? But we also pray for God's providence. We pray for God's leadership. This is an outstanding group of young men and young women and slightly older men and women, slightly older than the kids. And they're going to do amazing things, I have no doubt in my mind. Our job is to pray for them. To pray for them not only as they continue to prepare, because these next 2 weeks of preparation sometimes can be the most hectic time, because they're trying to get everything together, make sure they've got everything right to leave, finishing up some training. So pray for them as they make final preparations. Also pray for them as they're gone. I know you will. Let's join in prayer together. Gracious Father, we do pray. We pray with all that we have and all that we are that you would continue to bless the lives of these young people, that you would continue to be so real to them that they can't help but share it by word, but also by deed. We pray for their protection as they travel. We pray for their health as they are there day by day. Little things that we take for granted, Father, we pray that you would watch over and protect them. And then as they return to us, Father, we also ask for your mercy as they travel. God, as they interact with people, we pray that you would give them the boldness, not of themselves, but of your Spirit that lives within them, that flows through them, that they would love with all that they have and all that they are, that they would listen with ears that are yearning to hear people's story. And Father, that you would bless their speech when it's time to speak, that you would allow them to speak the words of comfort and strength and power that comes only from your Spirit. God, we're so grateful. We're grateful that you choose to use us. We're grateful you choose to use this group. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. I want to ask you, if you would, join me in standing for our benediction. Following our benediction, there will be a response, a choral response. And following that response, no, y'all don't go anywhere. Stay here. Following that response, Aaliyah and Michaela will be down here with their mom, and this group will be here. Speak a word to them. Let's pray together. Gracious Father, now as we go, we pray that we would go with your strength, with the love that only you can let shine through us. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.